Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, actions taken by government to promote the prevention, testing and treatment of hepatitis in Cameroon will be on the spotlight in a declaration scheduled to be made today by the Minister of Public Health, Manalda Malashi, in Yaoundé. Out of Cameroon, huge California wildfire has ravaged more than 350,000 acres of land in northeast of Chico. Those are the headlines, now the news in full. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, will have an audience with the Central African Director of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa today from 9:30 in his cabinet in Yaoundé. Minister Alamin Usman May will at 11 a.m. hold talks with the U.S. Ambassador to Cameroon and at 3 p.m. have a tete-a-tete with Israel's Ambassador to Cameroon. The Minister of Public Health, Manalda Malashi, will this Monday from 11 a.m. at the conference room of the Public Health Emergency Operations Coordination Center make a declaration on the evolution of hepatitis in Cameroon, especially with regards to the enhancements of public health policies put in place by the government to combat the disease. The event will be in line with the commemoration of World Hepatitis Day yesterday on the theme, It's Time for Action. Meanwhile, medical doctors advise that people avoid sharing needles, which can transfer small amounts of blood from one person to another in a move to prevent hepatitis. They also suggest children should be given the first dose of the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours after birth. Winston Lebga discusses issues related to hepatitis B with the coordinator of the treatment center of the Boya Regional Hospital in the following interview.
Dr. Folefak Laura, when does hepatitis B get chronic?
Any individual who tests positive for hepatitis B virus for more than 6 months after their first blood test is diagnosed to be having chronic hepatitis B infection. And this actually means that the individual's immune system was not able to get rid of the hepatitis B virus.
Is there any special diet for people living with chronic hepatitis B infection?
Well, there is no diet, I would say, that can cure the chronic hepatitis B or hepatitis B infection per se. Nevertheless, we could recommend some diets for patients. These include eating a balanced diet made up of fruits, made up of vegetables, whole grains, proteins. Overall, a balanced diet. And the balanced diet has a role in that it would boost the individual's immune system and enable them to be able to manage this chronic infection better.
Doctor, it is said that there is a period when a patient does not need to take his or her medicines. I want to know, how true is that and what must they do to support the liver?
That all depends on whether or not they meet certain criteria, clinical and paraclinical or laboratory criteria that are put in place. For example, a patient with a low viral load is not going to start treatment at the point of diagnosis of chronic hepatitis B infection. We all know that chronic hepatitis B has no cure, and medications are intended to just help manage the situation, suppress the viral load. So if the viral load is already low, even though, yes, the patient is infected, if the viral load is already low, they are not going to need treatment at that point in time. And that's just one of the many criteria which we have to assess at the point of diagnosis to make a decision. Completely avoid any medication that is also metabolized or broken down in the liver, like paracetamol.
You were listening there to an exchange between a medical expert and our staff man, Winston Lebga. Onto this press release, the Executive Secretary of African Synergy Against AIDS and Suffering hereby announces as follows: under the distinguished patronage of Her Excellency Madame Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, founding president of African Synergy, UN AIDS Special Ambassador, the official launching of the 22nd edition of the AIDS Free Holidays campaign will take place at the headquarters of African Synergy, located in the Melen neighborhood in Yaoundé, on Wednesday, the 31st of July 2024, from 11 a.m. It shall be co-chaired by the Minister of Public Health, Manalda Malashi, also president of the National AIDS Control Committee and the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futso. The theme of the 2024 edition is No to Moral Deviances and Deprivation, Yes to an AIDS-Free Future. Started in 2003 by Mrs. Chantal Bia, AIDS-Free Holidays is a nationwide sensitization campaign on sexually transmitted infections and HIV and AIDS carried out by young people during the holiday period. The rector of the University of Yaoundé 2, Professor Richard Ngba, will at 10 a.m. at Hotel La Falaise in Yaoundé preside over the graduation ceremony of students who have rounded off a training on the Economic Policy Management program at his university. The African Union Commission begins hosting the Pan-African Universities Education Days at the Yaoundé Conference Center from tomorrow, the 30th, to Wednesday, the 31st of July 2024. The two-day open-door event organized by the Department of the African Union Commission in charge of Education, Science, Technology and Innovation, ESTI, is initiated to commemorate the Year on Education endorsed and launched as the 2024 AU Subject Matter of the Year by AU Heads of State and Government during their 37th AU Summit in Addis Ababa under the theme Educate an African Fit for the 21st Century, Building Resilient Education Systems for Increased Access to Inclusive, Lifelong Quality and Relevant Learning in Africa. Elsewhere, the governor of the Northwest Region, who was recently distinguished with a Medal of Bravery by the President of the Republic, has challenged government workers in the conflict zone to emulate his example of resilience even in the face of a hostile working environment. Adolphe Lila Freek, the longest-serving governor in the history of the Northwest, has been carrying out risky trips across the region to preach the message of peace and advocate for a united Cameroon. More with Kilo Valerie Sala of CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
December 6, 2020, amidst heightened separatist threat to disrupt the first ever regional elections in Cameroon, a defiant Northwest governor, Adolphe Lila Freek, takes off to the risky skies of the region in a military helicopter, touring 7 divisions in a single day to ensure that the election must hold. Same bravery demonstrated on March 8, 2020, when the Women's Day event in Bamenda turns ugly, following an explosion that rocks the Bamenda grandstand. And so the administrator feels the Medal of Bravery destined to him is deserving.
I'm first of all grateful to the head of state who gave me this mighty recognition. It is a recognition of the boldness, the resilience of the population of the Northwest region, who since 2016 have shown their capacity to face very difficult situation and came out from it still strong to build back better this nation.
During an event in Bamenda organized by the city's mayor, Paul Achobong, Governor Adolphe Lila Freek challenges government workers transferred to the hostile region to demonstrate bravery. For as he put it, the Northwest region is not for the weak. Killer Valerie Salah, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And now in news out of the country, an enormous wildfire has grown by 20 square kilometers per hour as it spreads across parts of Northern California. The Park Fire, which started last Wednesday in a suspected arson attack, has burned more than 350,000 acres of land northeast of Chico and was only 10% contained as of yesterday morning. The state's fire agency says about 3,700 firefighters are battling the blaze, which has been fueled by steep terrain and winds or wind gusts. Cameroonian table tennis player Sarah Hanfu has been knocked out of the Paris Olympic Games after being beaten by Sheng Xing from Taiwan by 4-0. Sarah Hanfu is the first Cameroonian athlete to be knocked out of the ongoing Olympic Games on account of the defeat. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.